with my baby tonight. Break every rule with my baby tonight. But pillow, you'll be my baby tonight, cause it's too darn hot. According to the
Kate. Too darn hot, one of the fantastic numbers from Kiss Me Kate, Cole Porter Show. It's going to be on at the Queen's very, very shortly. I'm delighted to welcome Adam Small. Adam Small is should be on the line right now. How are you, Adam?
Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. We haven't met before. This is your first visit to the Queen's. You must be looking forward to it.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful day, sir, from what I can see online. So we're looking forward to getting into the auditorium next week.
I know you're a very busy man because you've just taken a break from rehearsals this morning. Are you still rehearsing Kiss Me Kate, or are you now working on something else?
We're still rehearsing Kiss Me Kate. We've just opened our first venue in London, and we have another big opening night tonight. So I can literally hear in the background, I can hear one of the numbers being rehearsed as we speak.
Okay. For those of us who don't know, just briefly sum up what Kiss Me Kate is about.
There's an actor, director, producer, Frederick Raine, who has written and directed a musical version of Shakespeare's The Turning of the Shrew.
Adam, I'm just going to stop you there. Can you just move either 1 foot right or 1 foot left, because you're breaking up a little bit?
Absolutely. Is this possibly better?
That's much better. That's much better.
Brilliant. So it's a musical version of The Taming of the Shrew put on by this big actor-director, Frederick Raine. He has invited his ex-wife, who has now turned film star, Lily Vanessi, back to play opposite him in the lead role. They have a very tempestuous relationship, let's say.
Yeah.
And they are fighting all the time, and they finally come to some kind of reconciliation before it all goes terribly wrong live on stage in front of an audience. Alongside that, you also have some gangsters who have come through a mistaken identity. They've come to claim $10,000 off of Frederick Raine, and the whole thing just unravels into a big farce.
Okay, now this isn't the normal Cut to the Chase production we normally hear from the Queens. You are from Mountview Academy of Theatre Arts. I take it you're all reasonably young actors then?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're a company of 20 to 23-year-olds who are all professionally trained in musical theatre at Mountview. We're in our final year of training now, and we're about to depart into the big bad world of the West End and international theatre.
Wow. Is this for you then one of the biggest things you've done?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We have a 10-piece live band and have a West End choreographer, a fantastic director, MD, who are all working on this. And it's a big show. It's a big, big show. So it's definitely the biggest thing I've ever done.
How's the rehearsal process been for you?
We've had the luxury of having about 4.5 weeks, I think, before we came into our first venue. And a lot of it, it's very stylistically different to a lot of modern musical. So for us as younger actors, it's been trying to understand the world that Kiss Me Kate lives in. So it's been a great challenge. The choreography is absolutely fantastic, but has also been a bit of a challenge for us.
It is. Something I wanted to ask you, actually, away from this, is that, you know, you're just coming into the acting profession professionally.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you, do you read reviews? Because I was just saying, I went to see The End of Longing last week with Matthew Perry, which I took my family. We came out, we utterly, utterly loved it. I just thought it was a tour de force from Matthew Perry. I opened the papers this morning, and The Guardian, and The Independent, and The Telegraph all hated it. I thought, well, they were the same performance as I was. It was press night when I was there. Do you get affected by bad review? Perhaps I'm hoping you haven't had a bad review, but is this some sort of built-in training that you must ignore these people or what?
I think a lot of the advice we get given by seasoned actors that are either working with us or directing us is to ignore the reviews, particularly because as actors, they're not helpful. You can get a great review and it can completely mask the way in which you're playing it that night, or you can get a bad review and it can have the exact same effect. Personally, I sometimes use reviews as a way of choosing what to go and see at the theatre.
Yeah.
But similarly, I know that there have been things that have been absolutely slated, which I've absolutely loved.
Exactly.
So I think it's a personal opinion from someone in the know, but it's just an opinion. And so it's not necessarily helpful for us as actors. Mm-hmm. We just try to do the best show we can tonight.
Exactly. Right, this is musical you're in. It's Cole Porter. What could be better? What is your favourite Cole Porter song amongst the songs that you have to sing?
It's got to be So In Love. It's just the most beautifully written ballad. It's so simple. It actually features twice in the show. There's a reprise of it in the second half. And its simplicity is where its genius lies, really. It's just stunning.
You see, you've mentioned the one song that I haven't got, but there you go. We're going to play Brush Up with Shakespeare in a moment, but let me just remind everybody where and when. It's at the Queen's Theatre. You start on the 18th.
That's correct.
You're running through to the 27th.
Yep.
And, of course, the normal box office is 01708-443-333. Adam, I just wish you and the company all the best. I'm going to come and see this, and I know it's going to be a success, and all the best for the future. What are you doing next?
Thank you very much. Next, we have productions of Legally Blonde and Jane Eyre.
Jane Eyre, wow. We'll
move on to next, yeah.
Okay, and I'm sure our paths will cross many times in the future, and so I'll just we'll break a leg, and I hope it really goes well for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Right, this is a little bit of Brush Up Your Shakespeare. It should be, anyway, if I press the right button in this machine this morning. There we go. That's it. So, Adam, again, thank you very much for talking to us, and all the best for your run. 18th to 27th. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sophocles, also Sappho, unless you know Shelley.